we'll get started real quick. First of all, my name is Jim Gantier, and I have both the pleasure and privilege of leading Dell EMC's Validated Solutions and HPC organization. And what you're going to hear today is how Dell EMC has been not only partnering with Microsoft, but equally as important, what we're hoping you'll hear is how we've been innovating on y'all's behalf. By the way, I am from Texas, and you'll hear things like y'all and fixin' too. So having said that, what we're going to cover is a couple of things. The whole presentation is based on what we refer to as let the transformation begin. I'm sure every single one of you have had these kind of conversations. Folks are digitally transforming. Industries are becoming tougher. Competition is becoming harder. How do I lower costs? How do I make my assets and my admins and everybody else more effective and efficient? So what we're going to do is we're going to have a three-part conversation. I'm going to give you a high-level overview of what we've been doing from a Dell EMC perspective. I'm going to be joined by John McVeigh, who's going to actually talk to you about real-world products, real-world offerings, and preferably things that all of you can use in your day-to-day activities to help drive business results and the types of IT metrics that you're looking to do. And then third, probably the most important of all, is we're joined by Hani, who is actually here from Rogers Communication. And what he's going to do is talk to you about real-world implementation, real-world deployments, the good, the bad, and I guess there's not a whole bunch, but a little bit of the ugly, so you can not only hear and more importantly take away, but turn this from a really nice PowerPoint presentation into something that's made about real deployment and real government, or I should say public sector, private sector, or to some extent communications, media, entertainment results. So with that, I guess I have to point to it. The first thing is, everybody kind of knows about Dell and EMC. If you think about what we have traditionally stood for on the, and I grew up on the Dell side, Dell was always seen as the world's most value-focused global supply chain leader. EMC was seen as a data center innovation engine with cutting-edge enterprise infrastructure. But the beauty is, when you put the two together, Dell EMC is a company, is a group of individuals, and more importantly, a partner for all of you that has best bar none. And when you think of best bar none, it's because we're the world's largest privately held technology company with world-class enterprise sales and support. So if you think about taking all of the capabilities that you know traditionally have known Dell for, all of the capabilities that you've now known with EMC, the beauty is all of that is under one roof, all of that is your purview, and equally as important, it exists to help you deliver on the types of results you're doing. Now, our new CMO, his name is Jeremy Burton. Jeremy likes to state things in very simple formats. And one of my favorite Jeremy phrases is, everything you need that's number one, all in one place. Now, when I say everything you need at number one, all in one place, that's not a function of chest beating, because that is not our style. It's actually the capability of knowing that when you choose a lot of our infrastructure, when you choose a lot of our innovations, you're actually picking something that a lot of other folks have chosen. So it should give you the comfortableness, it should give you the confidence that you're actually choosing the right piece. So if you think about it, number one in storage, number one in converged systems, number one in cloud infrastructure, and I was joking with the team, there's always late-breaking news in our industry. We're now also number one in servers. So when you think about compute, when you think about converged, when you think about storage, all number one in one location. But I'm not going to talk about all of those. What we're going to focus on today, because we are here in Ignite, and because Azure is such a big topic of conversation, is what we're doing in the area of cloud. And when I talk about what we're doing in the area of cloud, we've actually have a very clear vision of what we believe the end state will be. And both, when I say we, Dell EMC and Microsoft, the end state is a hybrid cloud. And when we say hybrid cloud, it's a combination of public and private and the ability to seamlessly move back and forth. Or as I like to say it, how do you choose the right cloud at the right cost with the right characteristics in order to help you build the type of infrastructure that you're wanting to put in place? But don't take my word for it. Look at some of the stats. 9 out of 10 ITDMs, which is IT decision makers, believe that in order to be future ready, you have to have hybrid cloud. 82% of enterprises believe that they have to leverage a cloud or a hybrid cloud. But 37% are concerned about the cost of doing such. And then a full 78%, I want that to sink in, 78% have had some level of repatriation. For those of you that are not familiar with the term repatriation, those are folks who may have started in public cloud, in one case, born in the cloud, and are now looking to actually move things back on-prem and create a hybrid type scenario. Because if you look at this from a long-term perspective, public cloud is great if you're doing test and dev. If you're a small startup, I would normally never publish this. If you happen to be a black hat organization and want to stand something up quickly and then eventually quickly take it down. But if you look at the TCO over a 2-3 year period, what you'll rapidly find out is that it actually makes more sense to have some level of on-prem for IT, security, compliance, governance, pick your favorite one, data sovereignty, and to have some level also in the cloud. So again, end state is a hybrid cloud world, and we want to be able to simplify and accelerate your journey on getting there and do it in a way that helps reduce cost and do it in a way that, sorry, Monica's trying to whisper something to me here. And so the net is that we want to make sure that you're able to do that in a way that's very cost effective, a way that's very risk mitigated, and to some extent actually makes it easy for you. So let's talk about how we're going to go do that. We're going to go do it because we want to deliver cutting edge innovations for you. We want to make sure that you can deliver true customer results, business outcomes, or business results. And in typical Dell fashion, we focus on what we kiddingly call the three C's: cost, capability, and then also the reduction of complexity. How do we help you lower your cost? How do we help you take complexity out of the system? How do we, by reducing those two, actually increase your capabilities, increase your capacity, increase your ability to deliver better IT services with a much more effective and efficient methodology? And the way we're going to do that is we're going to do that by driving out a lot of the costs that exist everywhere. I mean, we all know that there are multiple places that when you have serial handoffs, when you have other types of things, that we can dramatically reduce cost. So you'll see how we're doing that. You'll see a term often from Dell, which the term is democratizing technology for the benefit of all. That basically means taking things that were seen as complex, costly, requiring a lot of expertise, requiring a lot of capabilities, and packaging that up and making it readily available to you. And then last but not least is to make sure that if we can do all three of those, drop your costs, lower your complexity, increase your capabilities, we're gonna deliver much more better value. We're gonna be able to deliver much better long-term value. So if you think about our operational model, that's what we're putting in place at Dell in order to deliver on those cutting edge innovations from a Dell EMC perspective. And so with that, enough of the corporate strategy. Now here's the fun part. We're going to actually have John come up and talk to you about how we're taking that corporate strategy, how we're taking that larger vision, and not only making it real, but then have Hani talk to you about a real-world customer example. And so with that, John, all yours.
Hey, thank you. All right. So as Jim said, I'm going to take us a little deeper now into some of the solutions that we have available to look at today, in fact, in the expo area, and some solutions that we've announced. I'll kind of start off with a little bit of the history. You got kind of the, I think I killed my slides. Here we go, sorry about that. So we're Dell EMC now for a little less than a month. And the history, though, of Dell and Microsoft is a little more than 30 years. So a lot of development partnership, adult development relationship over the years. I've been a Dell EMC employee for a few weeks now. I've been a Dell employee and working with Microsoft Solutions for almost 10 years now. So the depth of the relationship between Microsoft and Dell is long. There are many of us who've also worked in those partnerships for a very long time period. What that gives us is the ability to be part of the development cycles and to integrate the development activities between both companies in the long-term strategies of both companies. That the innovation is not just in the technology, the innovation is in the utilization. Microsoft is a customer of Dell. Dell is a customer of Microsoft. The tools that you use, the workloads you're used to managing, are our own experience day-to-day in our own IT, our own experience in our day-to-day in our jobs. So it gives us a unique insight, not only as solutions development partners, but also as users of the technology, just as you are. And with that, we're able to announce some things today of additional new solutions. to start to build out not only the core infrastructure, the core workloads that many of you run, but also how we start to bridge between the on-premise architectures that are kind of the traditional phase for most of us into Azure, into hybrid architectures, leveraging and utilizing across the various platforms, the various capabilities that represent a on-premise to hybrid cloud type of architecture. First, we'll start with the Azure Cloud Services and describe some of the new capabilities in working with Dell as your partner for Azure. That I'll introduce also validated systems for Microsoft Exchange and validated systems for Microsoft SQL. Expand on the solution portfolio that we have available for on-premise architectures. But as you'll see, even with these solutions, which are aimed at a lot of traditional type of architecture, traditional type of deployments, how they start to take advantage or give you the ability to expand into Azure as your business needs also require. First, to focus on the Azure Cloud Services. First one we announced, Azure Dev and Test Labs. This gives you the ability to start to plan your Azure utilization, plan workload migrations. A lot of interest I've noticed this week in talking with customers about Azure Stack. This is a great opportunity if you're not using Azure today to start looking at the applications that you have and start to validate them in the Azure environment and assess your readiness for Azure Stack, your readiness and portability for Azure workloads, how to take advantage of Azure as part of your business structures. A lot of different ways to look at that. I think a lot of times, years back, a lot of customers I talked to were looking at, hey, we're going to completely shut down our data center and go to the cloud. Well, if you're looking at those types of models, starting with test dev, just as we do a traditional test dev for other IT processes, it's a great way to look at that model. Where to take advantage of certain applications is where a lot of customers are looking at today. So instead of the wholesale changeover, where do I optimize certain workloads within Azure and optimize for other workloads within on-premise? And then how do I structure across to take advantage of Azure when I want it for those hybrid types of deployments? So a lot of use case opportunities, a lot of use case directions. The beauty of this type of dev or test lab compared to traditional architectures is it's pay as you use. So you have the ability to provision and deploy your workloads, your test environments into Azure as your specific business needs require. And unlike traditional test dev hardware infrastructure purchases, there's no overhead until you use it. Azure Backup for a lot of customers is a great first start. I've talked to a lot of customers at this event and in other events as well as when they come visit us in our operations in Austin where I'm based or where I go meet them in their facilities. And a lot of times there may be things that you're already experiencing as well. I want to go to Azure, not sure where to start. So a lot of times we describe it as, let's think about it as an infrastructure deployment. Where do I start with the infrastructure? Backup is a great way to start with infrastructure if you haven't started using Azure. Azure Backup gives you the ability to start to integrate the Azure capabilities into an on-premise environment, working with your on-premise backup already. Data Protection Manager, tools that you may be already familiar with. System Center, tool you're definitely already familiar with, as a way to then integrate and move backup. Cold storage is a good example, into Azure, away from traditional on-premise type of deployments. So a way to get started if you haven't started, if you already are down that path, to be able to build and expand on your backup services through Azure. And then Azure Business Continuity Solution. This is a complete portfolio of different Azure services. So if you're familiar already with Azure, you're familiar then with, there's a number, upwards of 60 plus different services available in Azure. That can be daunting compared to what many of us used to look at in the past for IT infrastructure options from Microsoft. With Azure Business Continuity, we package together the key applications that are necessary to establish business continuity, high availability type of failover scenarios to enable mid-sized businesses, large-scale businesses to easily take advantage of the Azure services to have it as a complete suite, Dell services supporting that, enabling the deployment of it. Think of it also as a concierge service for a business continuity solution with Dell. And be able to deploy what used to be otherwise a fairly costly mirrored or other type of hardware architecture. Great advantages for medium businesses, great advantage for, again, adopting an infrastructure approach as your first step to utilizing Azure. The other benefit you gain with these services is your business relationship with Dell continues also with your utilization of Azure. So the billing experiences, support issues, utilization needs, consulting services available to help with the deployment, to help address triage any issues that may occur, is available with your Dell sales team, your Dell support team. So a little bit also of a kind of a one call does it all opportunity. The beauty behind each one of these solutions is it's pay as you use. So if you decide that at any point, hey, this isn't quite working and I want to shift to a traditional architecture or another architecture, or I think I've bought it, but I'm not quite ready to turn it on or anything like that, none of the traditional overhead costs are associated with beginning and deploying these types of services. So it's a great opportunity to start to take advantage, use Dell as your trusted partner to help you also to find your entry point to deploying Azure for the first time or to expand your Azure utilization if you're looking to add in capabilities. An example of customer success is with Mike Areno, who's system administrator at Ericks. Working with us on Azure backup and the Azure services, getting systems started up, that they were able to accelerate their backups by upwards of 79% and to be able to get new backup processes three times faster. So again, the benefits are short time to results, short time to deployment, be able to take advantage of the environment in the a less complicated time than would be normally associated with standing up a similar type of architecture. Next, I'll talk about Exchange. So with Windows 2016 and Exchange Server 2016, we're offering what's called a validated system, validated solution for Microsoft Exchange. One of the things that, if some of you are maybe consultants or have your own IT operations, that upwards of about 80% of customers are still running on-premise Exchange. So one of the things we wanted to do is help take the complexities out of upgrading to a new Exchange environment, deploying or expanding an Exchange environment. So we're introducing this particular solution to allow the flexibility and scalability of a validated system. What that means is that you're able to take your specific business needs, your specific mailbox sizes, number of users, storage environment, be able to plug that into our system builder capability, which gives you the ability to plug in your business needs and receive a integrated validated architecture to meet your specific deployment requirements. The other key factor that we were looking at in this deployment is how do we also help you be economical, if you will, in a time of cloud utilization? So if you were to deploy this type of solution, dollars, the cost per mailbox is comparable to, and in some cases, depending on mailbox size and utilization, a little less expensive than a comparable cost for using Office 365. The benefit here is that you don't have to make a decision just based on cost of do I go to the cloud or do I go on-prem. So if you have a business requirement that needs your messaging to be on-prem, security, the legal compliance, good examples of business continuity requirements for on-prem Exchange, storage and archiving associated to that. You can have a cost-effective answer while still moving other workloads into Azure. Our own experiences. Sometimes, I think many folks are used to hearing Microsoft oftentimes talk about how they eat their own dog food. At Dell, we like to think about it as drink our own champagne, but it's the same idea that we have to run, in fact, now we're about 140,000 employees, and I joke that I joined Dell at about 40,000 employees, so it's been quite a growth cycle over the past number of years. That's a lot of mail. That's a lot of mailboxes. So our own experiences in deploying Exchange for our own infrastructure help us to size and validate these types of scalable Exchange solutions for our end customers as well. So we take the practical experience of our own IT operation, savings of over $1 million in capital and operational expenses in deploying to meet our specific business needs, and apply that to also the architecture that we put together for our customers. The next one that we announced today, the validated system for Microsoft SQL. Now, I'll be honest, normally when I've done SQL architectures or SQL solutions, oftentimes I've said, okay, let's take a look at the architecture slide. Let's take a look at the configuration slide. There's a little bit of a difference here. Again, through System Builder, we're able to offer an ability to have different sized systems, different sized configurations for our customers, so lots of permutations, which is great. We can give you a lot of choice to your specific business needs, but we can give it to you also as an integrated solution, delivered on-site, basically as a full rack integrated, plug into the network, plug into power, establish your cooling needs, and be able to utilize very rapidly a SQL solution. Great upgrade choice, replacement choice for SQL 2005, for example, that meets a lot of the scalability needs that you'd be looking for, and again, in an on-premise SQL deployment. If you're looking for the capabilities to take advantage of Azure, SQL Server 2016 gives the stretch capabilities into Azure. So you can have an on-premise answer based on demand, based on utilization, be able to expand into Azure. And again, same situation as with the Azure services, pay for that utilization as you need it, have the compute baseline to keep you functional for those standard use needs for your SQL environment. Some examples of the performance over, especially a SQL 2005. I think a lot of folks are realizing, I hope, that SQL 2005 is a little bit end of life. It's time necessarily, or time now to really migrate off of that platform into SQL 2016. I think the major motivator for me when I look at SQL 2016 is, frankly, the connectivity, the ability to stretch into Azure, but the savings here also, the performance characteristics on our R830, PowerEdge R830, running SQL 2016 versus older systems running SQL 2005 is 5.6, almost 6x the level of performance. Significant savings, reduces power associated with that level of compute. So a lot of very good value proposition for why start to look at this type of deployment. And again, one of the things what we did in the approach was to simplify the ability to acquire, simplify the ability to deploy a validated configuration. So we're here to talk about cloud. Been touching on it with the Azure services, Exchange, which has connectivity capabilities with Office 365, SQL, really cool stuff with extensibility, with the ability to stretch into Azure. Azure Stack has been a big and exciting focus for all of us for about the past year, especially here at the event this week, really looking at what are the opportunities. To get ready for Azure Stack, you want to take a step back and take a look at what are your architectures today? What is your readiness for the directions of this future technology? How do you get between where you may be today and where the technology can take you? As a partner to Microsoft, we developed the beginnings of what is Azure Stack. Cloud Platform System was the beginning formation of that integrated architecture that created an Azure consistent environment in your own data center. We expanded upon those capabilities as a fully integrated, fully deployed environment into what we call Dell Hybrid Cloud System for Microsoft. Cloud Platform System Standard is Microsoft's reference. This is where we brought the scale down. We enabled more flexibility, but still the automated installation experience, patch and updates as an automated process, validated architectures that allow you to expand compute and or storage based on your growth and your business needs, but still deliver an Azure consistent architecture into your data center. And in the Dell EMC Hybrid Cloud System, extend further by also including some automated scripts that make it very easy to deploy Azure Backup, Azure Site Recovery, and Insight Analytics. The purpose behind this was to help address key problems customers were telling us from the very beginning when we started with CPS and then introduced this. Private cloud was extremely complex. Getting Azure established as part of a private cloud architecture was further complexity. oftentimes I talk to customers and the general response, I'm not sure where to start in Azure, but I know I want to go to Azure. So we wanted to create an easy on-ramp that assured a solid deployment of private cloud and the beginning foundation for utilization of Azure as part of now a hybrid cloud architecture. So the continuity between these platforms gives us first from CPS, Cloud Platform System, the large scale environment, to DHCS, as we call it, Dell Hybrid Cloud System for Microsoft, gives us the ability to have main systems and satellite systems, or DHCS as its own standalone system. And now, as we work in partnership again with Azure Stack, these become your foundation points, the opportunity to establish all your workloads as VMs, the opportunity to work with Windows Azure Pack and become familiar with managing your workloads through the Azure Pack portal, helps with the next phase of all the technology we're hearing about as well this week, and Microsoft is and Dell EMC are in partnership on developing, to get to Azure Stack. Think of this as your stepping stone. These are the starting points to make sure that your workloads are ready for Azure Stack, that your environment is ready. Begin, and you'll hear more in the Microsoft sessions as well, and in our partnership blogs, begin looking at how you think of Azure Stack first as your management transformation, that the adoption first becomes Azure Stack to manage these platforms, and then your workload transition over time to the next generation technology. This will help you succeed with a starting framework that is validated, has a tested criteria for deployment, has a path forward that's based on the history of working together and the path we're building with Microsoft, so you can deploy today and know that you can take advantage of this infrastructure today with Azure Stack tomorrow. So some of the customers, we've talked about a lot of the different systems and experiences that we have. CGI has been one of our earliest partner customers, and it shows the example of an SI partner, a hoster, as well as a customer of Dell EMC, and how they've been able to deploy Dell Hybrid Cloud System to meet not only their internal IT operational needs, but to be able to serve that with that same platform for their end customers, as well as use that exact same platform as a hosted architecture. So a lot of different applications where they're able to bring their own value add into the environment to meet internal, external, and specific business performance needs. What I'd like to do at this point, though, is kind of zero in on the center. Rogers Communications has been a great partner to Dell in some of the early activities with Cloud Platform System. And I'd like to invite now, everything builds out, Hani Musa, who is with Rogers Communications, to talk about their experience with CPS.
Thank you. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right. I think I'll try to keep you awake, including my own team here, so I promise. So let me start with a short story before we jump into our. So actually, it's a quiz because it's personal to my experience. So who knows at what age Michael Dell bought his own expensive sports car from his own money? And you can't answer that one. His first, at what age? Was 18. And the second story is, don't be shy in public speaking, because Michael Dell was very shy and he got his own training to do that. So anyways, so that's a personal experience. I wrote an essay about JIT just in time during my MBA, so that was a great example. Anyways, let's jump to the Rogers story and how did it start with the systems and CPS, Dell, and Microsoft. So it's our journey to the cloud. I own the cloud strategy for Rogers. So we had a transition and then transformation. And the journey started where, what am I going to do? I have systems on-prem, very traditional IT. How do I move to the cloud and at what systems? We have a very specific use case to this one. And let me tell you a little bit about Rogers first. We are a diversified, publicly traded telecom and media company in Canada. We're doing voice data, leading cable. We have business solutions or enterprise business unit that delivers business services and customer interfacing at an enterprise level. My team, really, I service the organization internally, but our business solutions are partners. In the media, we own tons of TV channels and radio stations, plus magazines. And we are big in sports. We own 100% on the Toronto Blue Jays. We own the Slam Curling, the Grand Slam Curling. We actually owned Toronto FC, the soccer team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Toronto Raptors. So we are all in sports here. And we get discounted tickets, too. So our journey to the cloud, and this slide has been going around for a couple of years now. It's a 3 years evolution, or how we go in from the extreme left, traditional data center systems virtualized at south of 40%, and how I'm gonna move by end of 2018 to 80-85%. You may question the 15%. We strongly believe we will remain on mainframe. We strongly believe we will remain on bare metal, 10 to 15% of our environment. So if I achieve 85%, this is equivalent to 100%. As we transformed, we started replatforming. And as we replatform, we had to choose technology platform for that. We decided we want to virtualize. We want to consolidate as much as possible, as well as replatform. The decision was we are moving into converged systems, anything that's engineered, integrated, and converged. Ran a big RFP. We chose a certain technology for the in the center for the traditional workload, which is simply Windows and Linux. Other than that, we had the choice and the luxury to choose specialized workloads with specialized systems. And for those we selected on the database, we went with Oracle. I'm not here to sell Oracle, but for the database, we selected the Exadata. And for the VDI, which was a specialized workload, the discussion started with Microsoft and Dell at that time. Right from the inception, from November 2014, we landed at the cloud platform system. We are a Citrix shop, very much, on a Zen desktop, and we called upon Citrix to join our meetings. For 2 days at the Microsoft Technology Center Labs, we had an agreement and a consensus amongst the three to move on with Citrix. So we were the first systems in Canada to move the CPS to adopt. That's scary, but we were very sure to deliver, and the first Citrix globally. As we move in, this year and the next year, we started building more and more of a middleware as a service, more of a platform as a service, more of a SQL database, as well as a database as a server, as a service. And we are in process of integrating with multi-cloud providers at this point, and that will offer me the workload mobility. Because as Jim said earlier, you may decide you want to go public. You may decide you want to keep it. The beauty of all is you have to have the luxury to move it back and forth. If you don't have that luxury, don't worry about your cloud strategy. People were asking questions on the floor for the past couple of days. What do you think the private cloud strategy should be? The answer always was, you've been hearing lots of terms about fluid technology, about cognitive, about all these words in the artificial intelligence. Guys, it's all about what you want, not what they want to tell you. So let me put it this way. So as long as you know what you want, you will deliver. So at the end of the journey, we are thinking we will start considering also DR and business continuity, HA. It's not in the mix now because we own our data centers, so we have the luxury to do it internally. But if I'm doing the economy and the matrix, I may start considering that. So this is our journey, guys, and what I'm offering here the team is anyone who want to talk about the cloud and journey to the cloud, come talk to me after. I have no problem consulting with you for free too. All right. So let's talk about the virtual desktop and the proof of concept. So we engaged a third-party organization with a proof of concept as well. We tested five different technologies and five different mixes. And we ended up choosing Citrix on Hyper-V. We have integration points that we wanted to maintain with our investment with Microsoft from our Skype for Business, our configuration management, our EMS that we didn't mention here, but the scalability that we were looking, if you refer to the last slide, we also wanted to touch upon that one and consider it. And we wanted to grow up to 5,000 users. At that time, we support 1,000 users that can remotely connect to us. Our stakeholders are test companies. They're helping us testing our apps, support organizations. They're all outside to Rogers. So we considered converged or hyper-converged. We had no problem going with multi-vendors as long as they know what they're doing. So, and that was the case here. So we selected Zen Desktop on CPS. As I mentioned earlier, we are the first CPS that shipped to Canada last year. We're the first Citrix globally. We wrote the white paper together with Citrix and Microsoft. We bought enough capacity to support 4,000 traditional VM workloads, but depends on the Citrix. It has a different profile. You have to profile your users based on the power users versus non-power users. We ended up with 1,800. I may stretch to 2,000, but it's 1,800 seems to be very reasonable from a workload. This is Azure on-prem that gives you, or Azure in a box, that would give you a consistent experience as you move from your data center to the cloud and vice versa. So simply, you can grow to the cloud. With the latest announcement of Microsoft, and we've been reading latest tweets on the 19th of September, Microsoft will support the migration and the move from web, the portal, into stack. It may take a few months. We will talk about it tomorrow. I believe there is another session with Microsoft that I will be speaking to, or at least will be a guest on the stage. We will talk about our experience, how to move from web into stack, because that was a concern for whoever invested in these type of solutions. But there is a fix, and we're going for it. The last but not least on this slide is the procurement type. So I want you to think of something, take back and say, and look at when your customer, whether it's an external or internal, ask you for a workload. Some of the workloads, especially for marketing, from inception to retirement of the application is less than 2 weeks. So imagine something like marketing campaign starts and ends in 2 weeks. They need workloads, they need servers. And if you're unable to deliver, then IT, they're gonna go outside, and you can't blame your marketing officer for going and ignoring the CIO at that time. We've seen that, and as a result, you have to respond in timely fashion. That's hence why everybody's thinking of cloud. Our hardware and solution really been enhanced by 4 times. I have real numbers that I can share with you after, from hours and days, but we enhanced our delivery by 4 times, and that was really significant to us. Roger's experience, definitely very positive, folks. Every vendor collaborated, and they came to the table together. Although it's a Microsoft that supports it, it's one number we call for the hardware stack. They call upon Dell, they call upon the load balancers, but it's a one number we call, and it's not that expensive. We reached capacity, so the adoption rate was, we started at 1,000, and we thought we have 2-3 years to grow. We're thinking now we're growing to 5,000 in 3 years, 4 to 5,000, and we already ran out of capacity last August. So now we're struggling to invest into the next upgrade. The consideration is, are we going to public cloud? Are we extending into public? And we're waiting for the final licensing and all the work with Citrix and Microsoft to be finalized, or simply invest in more on-prem and expand your high availability and support from there. This is really story. I'll hand it back to John. Thank you very much. We'll be available for questions, guys, at the end as well. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Hani. That was terrific. So to wrap up for us, before I totally wrap up, don't even leave. First, want to invite you all to the Dell booth, Dell EMC booth. Got to remember to say that part. It's only been a few weeks, okay? So to see these solutions, again, to be able to look at the validated solution for Exchange Server 2016, talk more with our folks in depth about your particular business needs in Exchange. To look at the Dell EMC validated solution for SQL Server 2016, see what we're doing in different architectures, different system sizes, a lot of flexibilities in that particular solution. So take a look at that if you have some specific SQL needs. That you'll be able to see and kind of touch and feel an interactive display for the Dell EMC hybrid cloud system for Microsoft. So get a sense of the size, scope, capabilities of that particular configuration. And talk with folks, obviously, for our Azure services. And we can also talk to you about the future directions of Azure Stack partnerships with Dell EMC and Microsoft and those technology directions. And even more important, because what's an event without a series of different parties and activities to also be able to join in? If you visit our Dell booth, Dell EMC booth, I'm going to give myself a dollar every time I say that wrong. We'd also like to ask you to be able to join us on Wednesday tomorrow night. That's right. Everything's going quickly. So invitations are available in the booth for folks if you'd like to be able to attend the Dell EMC party. We definitely would love to have you there. And again, opportunity to meet with a lot of our experts that are in the Dell booth through the remainder of this week. If you go to the Microsoft booth and you want to get a sense of what is Azure Stack, you want to get a sense of hands-on performance of Dell hybrid cloud system that's ready to buy, ready to run, that both of those are running in our partner activities with Microsoft, so you can get some real hands-on demos and experience of those two particular platforms. In our Dell EMC theater, every 30 minutes, different sessions rotating throughout the day, so you can hear more about what I've covered here and a host of other products, solutions, capabilities, services that we offer within the Dell EMC booth. Finally, if you're listening to this online and you haven't been able to attend, join us here in this particular session, you can find out a lot more about Dell Hybrid Cloud System, our Exchange solutions, and our SQL solutions on Dell.com. Just real simple, Dell.com/DHCS, SQL, or EXCH, Exchange to get to those. For additional details, by all means, talk to your services contacts, your sales contacts from Dell EMC. If you're interested in our Azure services, we make it real easy for you. get_Azure@Dell.com. So with that, a lot of actions, a lot of opportunities to learn more. What I'd like to do is invite Hani and Jim back up here and open up to any conversation or questions that you may have that we can help to address before we conclude this session today.
Now's the time to ask us whatever you need to know.
I'm sorry?
The storage baked into the servers?
So the storage for DHCS for Dell Hybrid Cloud System, it is an external
storage, or it's part of the entire stack, but it's a JBOD
storage array.
We have three different storage options with the SQL solution as well as the Exchange solution. Most of it is JBOD or SAN type of storage.
The answer is yes.
And I believe from an availability, it's an N+2 with the build. The network is the only one that's N+1 for high availability. Your compute and your storage is built as N+2. Does that give you extra kind of like a peace of mind when you deal with the hardware? All right. On the existing hardware. So the last tweet was, again, unofficially on the 19th of September evening by Chen Wei, who is presenting tomorrow from, and he is a program manager at Microsoft. Prof. I'm about to meet him this afternoon because I'm going to be with him tomorrow. And we are I'm more concerned than you are, and I'm less concerned now knowing that, well, it's a portal, you're moving to stack, and you want to experience it hands-on. I believe I visited the Microsoft booth on the hybrid cloud, and you can play really hands-on on the looking at the stack today if you wish. So
it was one of the things that we worked in partnership with Microsoft, having the capability of not having to do a forklift upgrade or a rip and replace. It was key, and typical Microsoft, they deliver. Any other questions? Now's your time. Oh, yes, sir.
So the CPS comes in a standard and we bought the Premier. And the standard grows from 2 or 3 into 16 nodes. So there's a maximum for the standard. We're an enterprise, you wanna go with the bigger. So Microsoft call it stamp versus the pod or block versus other vendors. And each stamp consists of 4 racks. So you're looking at 30 plus 30, 60 nodes times, so 100, you're looking at a good 128 nodes roughly amongst the 4 racks. And after you finish the stamp, you have to start doubling, building another stamp that will have different management, different load balancers, top of the rack switches. Very well built, let me put it this way again. No problem.
Any more? Okay, this is where we get to ask you a question. Did this help? I see some heads. Okay. If you have any questions or if you have anything else that you want to ping us on in private, feel free. The 3 of us will be here. And we want to not only wish you a great rest of show, but have a really good afternoon. Thanks so much
for coming
out.
Thank you very much, folks.